Most leadership conversations begin with explanations, frameworks, principles, advice. They tell us what leadership is supposed to look like. But leadership rarely announces itself that way. It shows up in moments under uncertainty, inside pressure, when decisions are made before there is time to be sure. It moves through people, through groups, through systems, often without anyone fully noticing it's happening. You can understand leadership and still miss it entirely. Because understanding something is not the same as watching it unfold. And when leadership starts to move, when power, fear, confidence, and instinct come alive, that's when the mammoth enters the room. Welcome to the Mammoth in the Room podcast, where we share real-life stories about leadership and their underlying human behavior rooted in science and research. We unpack and interpret the evolutionary forces behind it to help you to better lead your people for outstanding business results. Welcome back, everyone, to the Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences. If you've been listening for a while, you know the mammoth we are talking about. The ancient instincts that shape how humans behave individually and how they do in groups, like in companies. How we respond to power. How we react to threat. How confidence spreads. How fear narrows thinking. How status changes what people say and what they stop saying. Up to now, we've spent a lot of time explaining those instincts, naming them, understanding them, putting language around them, sourcing them scientifically, and all of that matters. But leadership doesn't live in language. It lives in motion. It lives in moments where decisions are made before all the information is in, where authority is tested, when evolutionary biases kick in, and people follow without really knowing why. That's what we're going to start watching more closely. We place those instincts where they actually reveal themselves most clearly, in real historic events with real consequences unfolding over time. Because there's something history gives us that modern leadership conversations often can't. Distance. History lowers the temperature. It removes defensiveness. It lets us observe behavior without immediately protecting our own identity. And that's why it works so well as a mirror. History doesn't repeat itself. Human behavior does. The same instincts that show up in boardrooms and executive teams today showed up centuries ago. When the stakes were higher, the feedback harsher, and the consequences impossible to soften after the fact. That's what makes history such a powerful laboratory. As we move forward, you'll still hear about leadership, power, and decision-making through the lens of neuroscience and evolutionary psychology, but not as theories to memorize. You'll see them in action, in how confidence builds, in how greed and shortcuts kill, in how success changes perception, in how people protect their territory, their reputation, in how people are bold when they should be careful and then are too cautious when they should be brave, in how people try to dominate others and how groups align around authority, in how dissent fades and in how leaders begin to trust their own judgment more than the world pushing back against it. You know, you're not here to be taught what leadership is. You're here to watch it happen. And once you start seeing these patterns in motion, it becomes very hard not to recognize them. In organizations, in teams, and sometimes uncomfortably in yourself. Believe me, I've been there. So that's the invitation. Not to learn more concepts, but to observe more carefully, to watch the mammoth move. And we're going to begin that observation with one of the most watched leadership journeys in history. A man whose rise and fall played out under extreme pressure, whose confidence reshaped nations, whose decisions changed the course of Europe, and whose instincts, brilliant, adaptive, and eventually limiting, are still painfully familiar today. We start this journey with Napoleon Bonaparte, not to judge him, not to summarize him, but to watch, step by step, how leadership actually unfolds when power, fear, ambition, and belief collide. So, let's step into history and start watching. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.